Welcome to Frequency Matters, the RF and Microwave Update Series. I'm Pat Hindle, and I'm here with my co-host, Gary LaRude. With the studio shut down due to the virus outbreak, we'll continue to bring this series to you in a normal timeline using Zoom. In this episode, we're going to cover our April amplifier and oscillator issue. The cover story discusses how RF SOI can save billions of dollars in the 5G millimeter wave network for costs using efficient PAs. Authors from Mobile Experts, Global Foundries, and Mixcom cover how the RFSOI has the best combination of output power, cost, and efficiency to meet the needs of the millimeter wave 5G applications. They kind of compare and contrast that to gallium arsenide and gallium nitride and see which value is the best for in which types of applications. So what else do we have for our technical features?
Well, we have an interesting compendium this month. First from Roden Schwartz, an article on improving power amplifier efficiency. They take kind of a systems view, look at this, looking at waveform engineering, load modulation, and supply modulation. Really interesting article. Then a UK company, Systems for Silicon, talks about how to optimize the performance of digital pre-distortion, which is really critical in a lot of communications systems today. They look at this as a system that includes the power amplifier, the pre-distorter itself, and the overall radio. Then we have a joint article from Anritsu and OML that talk about de-embedding techniques to get down to the reference planes of a device under test. That sounds fairly standard, except when you understand they're talking about measurements between 140 and 220 gigahertz. It's not as straightforward. And then this month, Fabs and Labs visits the microwave factories at BAE Systems in Nashua. And Pat, you and I had the opportunity to tour those facilities. Very impressive.
Yes, impressive indeed. They have 10 production lines going at the same time, which is a lot.
Amazing.
So we had a special guest join us remotely today, Roger Hall, General Manager of the Aerospace Defense and Infrastructure Group at Qorvo, joined us to discuss the acquisition of Custom Mimic and also the state of infrastructure and defense businesses. Let's take a look at a clip from that now.
So what were some of the most attractive things about Custom Mimic as you looked at them that made you think they would be a great fit?
Two main things. One, you know, companies are only as good as their people are. And they've got a world-class engineering and leadership team that come in and have blended nicely already in the short time that they've been with us. And really providing additional talent that in a market that we've just been exploding with growth. So that's been a huge value. The other one is, as I mentioned earlier, they just have a bunch of world-class, best-in-class products that are able to come in and fit into our portfolio of LNAs, VGAs, drivers, and in the high-growth area of millimeter wave.
It's really good to see how Qorvo is aggressively expanding their business, and always good to talk to Roger. So speaking of Qorvo, RFMW announced the availability of a Qorvo product that is the highest performance wideband amplifier in a surface mount package. The amplifier is designed for communications and test instrumentation applications and provides 10 watts of power over the big frequency range of 2 to 20 gigahertz. So it has 13 dB of large signal gain and 20 to 35% power added efficiency. So this gives systems designers the flexibility needed to improve system performance and reliability while reducing component count, footprint, and cost. More information about the TGA-2962 can be found at the RFMW website. And turning to other news, the 5G Americas group announced that the 5G network is growing faster than any of the other previous generations based on new subscriptions. In the fourth quarter of 2019, there were 18 million 5G connections globally. And in North America, that was 587,000 5G connections. And that's growing very quickly compared to the third quarter. It was almost a 300% increase. But with the virus situation, I'm sure there's going to be somewhat of a slowdown for at least the first half of this year. But then hopefully we can hit our stride the second half. Also, they reported that the North America continent has 483 million LTE connections. So it's good that they keep track of these and you can see the growth in different areas. What did you see in the news, Gary?
Well, a couple items. Cable Labs has released the DOCSIS 4.0 specification, which is the next generation beyond what a lot of cable operators are currently implementing, DOCSIS 3.1. DOCSIS 4.0 extends the cable network up to 1.8 gigahertz. It offers full duplex operation. And in terms of speed, they say downstream speeds can get to 10 gigabit per second, which is twice as fast as what you have with DOCSIS 3.1. And the upstream speeds can get up to 6 gigabits per second, which is a 4x improvement.
Yeah, it's great. We have new DOCSIS for cable, Wi-Fi 6, and 5G all at the same time. So everything's getting an upgrade.
That's great. And then a disappointing news item that I saw in the last week. Unfortunately, OneWeb has filed for bankruptcy protection. They're looking to secure a buyer to get funding to finish their LEO satellite constellation. They had raised maybe about half of what they needed, and they were on track to get some additional funding. But unfortunately, the coronavirus pandemic has just decimated the financial markets, so they couldn't close the deal in time. So unfortunately, they've kind of gone on hold and now are looking for a buyer. They have launched 74 of their satellites on the way to a 650 LEO satellite constellation. They have a factory in Florida, which is actually a joint venture with Airbus, that was sized to build 2 satellites per day, and they were expecting to do launches every month this year. So fingers crossed that they can get some funding and get that constellation up and working.
So turning to events, since the largest 5G event in the world, Mobile World Congress Barcelona, was canceled, I've seen several companies set up microsites to demo their products that they would have had at the event. So you can go take a look at, so far I've seen Rohde & Schwarz, Keysight, and Ritsu and Qualcomm all have a great video series and great content up there about what you would have seen at Mobile World Congress. So you can go to those websites to check it out so you don't miss anything. What did you have for events?
Yeah, a lot of online events. And actually, the EDICON online event that we inaugurated last fall is coming up for a second year this October. It will be held every Tuesday in October. And we know with all the uncertainty around physical events, EDICON online poses no threat to any infection. We did this event last year actually motivated by the fact that engineers are busy, travel budgets are limited, and so having people go to a physical show is difficult. And now, obviously, with the coronavirus, people are looking for online ways to get information. We plan to have a series of presentations related to 5G, IoT, automotive, millimeter wave radar, and other electronic systems, radar antennas, signal integrity and power integrity, of course, printed circuit boards, and interconnect design. So something for virtually everyone. And you can find out more information and register at our website, edicononline.com. And I think, Pat, isn't it true, if they go there, they'll be able to see some of the presentations from last year?
Correct. They're all still up. They keep them on demand for about 6 months, and so they're still available.
Well, that wraps up this second Zoom episode. We want to thank our sponsors for making it possible, RFMW, the pure play distributor of RF microwave and millimeter wave products, and Qorvo, one of the industry's largest semiconductor suppliers. As you heard from Roger, they have products for mobile and wireless infrastructure, including cellular, Wi-Fi, Bluetooth, very strong position in aerospace and defense, cable television, and now going into power management. During this unprecedented time, we're grateful that our technologies and our products are keeping the world connected when we can't meet together in person. We hope you and your loved ones are healthy and will stay that way. Stay safe and secure. Until next time.